Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springfield Josh, and the Illuma Mommy herself, Miss April.
And Lando, apparently.
Now, in today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's a therapy episode. Sweet, sweet, funky, loving pop bliss in this end of it's the end of summer, kids.
Shh, you shut your whore mouth.
Everybody, get your last minute Michigan's Adventure trip scheduled.
God, now I have to watch grown ups pretend Halloween's for them.
You know what? It's coming.
I know.
You know what I hate about this, especially this point in the year, is the every time like it's like the first of the month, so you know, obviously we're coming up on September. And it's always people going like, "Wow, where did August go? I can't believe it's already this point."
Yeah, it's getting to be time for the pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah, that
is my favorite time of year.
We know.
Go ahead.
Do you guys remember this time when you were in high school or middle school?
That was a long fucking time ago.
I remember being literally sick to my stomach because I did not want to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Like, and not because I was like, oh, I hate school. School is dumb. Mm-hmm. I was like so filled with anxiety over being separated from my mom.
Oh.
Like as an elementary school kid, I was like, I just want to be at home with my mom and doing fun things in summer. And it's just, I don't want to go back to school. I hate it. So like, I still, even now, I have back to school anxiety for my own children. Yeah. Like I lay in bed at night the night before, like with my stomach in knots because they have to go to school.
Yeah.
I get that. I would get anxiety too, because I was like, I don't want to be trapped in a building with the rest of those animals.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was going to be open season on Larry.
Yeah.
School is, kids are mean.
Kids are awful.
You didn't have a couple of friends who would slide you like a floppy drive and be like, I got the anarchist cookbook on there, brother.
No, we just exchanged golf video games or something.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I just imagine like a 90s or early 2000s April with a Lisa Frank like laser trapper keeper. It. Just rocking it.
All my fucking gel pens lined up in color order in my pencil case.
With the NSYNC lunch pail.
I had NSYNC folders in my Lisa Frank trapper keeper.
I was expecting.
Yep. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Sure did. Still have them too.
Josh, what was the band that you idolized that was drawn on the front of your notepads?
Oh, easy, Nirvana.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, Beastie Boys for you, Larry?
Yeah, Beastie Boys and Tribe Called Quest.
Nice.
I was a hip-hop head back then, big time. Which, of course, living in the country, everyone else was metal and country. And then there was one other weird kid that liked U2, so we became friends.
Oh, that's, man, that's cool. Is that a downgrade? I don't know.
Yeah, what's right? wrong with you too, man?
I do. I would have been friends
Joshua
with
Joshua Tree.
I would have been friends
it's
with
called
you
too. Joshua Tree.
I know. Plus, why do you think I'm have such a vendetta against the like, oh, hey, Josh, I bet you love the Joshua Tree. Nerf, yeah, nerf, okay, I can see that.
Well, okay. If there wasn't a Joshua Tree, there probably wouldn't be a delay-ridden Ryan Thomas Herrig in a band with you.
That's true.
I used the Dublin delay on Logic
saves
preset.
You some plucks on that guitar.
It does.
I have a. Can I pull a Thunderbird? To
this yeah, of course.
How scared of you? Okay, how scared are you of passing a kidney stone?
Ooh, topical.
That was my way of bringing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice segue. Zero, because I've done it four times now.
Four?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yep.
Okay, so, but same question Larry mm-hmm. asked, but a new one decides to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
bad choice of words.
I mean, the moment I felt it, because it starts in your lower back and it'll start on one side or the other. Mine is always the right side. Mm-hmm. And it, I truly can describe it no clearer than it feels like Freddy Krueger is inside my body trying to violently claw his way out, because it's just pain, like stabby. There's no way you can sit or lay that is comfortable. It just has to work. And it's like you can feel it scrape its way out of your kidney. And truly, like the pipes that connect your kidney and your bladder, it's like a fat kid going down one of those enclosed slides, and you can just hear it like skin squeaking on plastic the whole way down. That's my kidney stone trying to like make its way. And you can feel it moving, like as it moves, because your pain moves. Like it starts in your back and then moves around your side and then down. And then it hits your bladder, and it's like the fat kid has like hit the bottom of the water slide, but and is now in the pool, but still has to get out of the pool.
Somebody up the pressure on the water slide. The big boy's stuck at the bottom again.
So, yeah, exactly. So once it hits your bladder, it's not so bad because now it's floating around, like circling the drain, right, waiting to hit your urethra. Oh,
God, giving Larry a workout.
I know it's. It's an experience.
How does it feel to pass a kidney stone?
that's about it.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
She does it, and then she goes full force into kung fu fighting.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Josh actually sent me a recording of the actual passing here.
Uh-huh. Yep, thank you for that. I can... It's akin to the feeling of when you are constipated and you know that there is a shit inside of you that is four times wider than your asshole. But you know that the only way that you're going to feel better is to just bear down and get that sucker out. And you feel like my body is accommodating far more than is natural. And then, but then you get it out and you're like that relief of like, oh, ha, like it's gone. You know, it's gone.
Did you immediately feel better?
Yes.
Though?
Yep. The second it was out of my system, I was like, yep, we're good now. And they put me on Flomax, which is medication for dudes with weak streams, mm-hmm. because it,
almost there.
It widens your ureters and makes it easier for stuff to pass through. So it like widened, made the tubes bigger. So
I used to be able to stand a distance from the urinal. Now I'm like pressed up against it so I don't piss on my feet.
Put your finger on the tip like a backyard hose. Okay. Yeah. That'll
Sorry
shoot
for the
it.
People next to me.
Shoot himself in the eye.
But yeah, so in addition to the kidney stone, I had a bladder infection and a kidney infection that was almost into my bloodstream.
Wow.
Which is fatal. So almost died. It's fine. But yeah, so that was my... And here's the real kicker is... So I'm taking all this medication for that. I'm also now taking medication for high blood pressure because I went in and my blood pressure was 175 over 108.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Turns out that's like almost hypertensive crisis.
Yeah.
So they put me on high blood pressure medication, which it makes me like real space cadet-y. I'm getting used to it. But like I checked my blood pressure yesterday and I dropped over 30 That's points. Good. So I'm like, we've taken care of this situation.
You hear drooling. It's just April.
Right. So, and then.
For me.
So it's not just the kidney stone. It's not just the infection. It's not just the high blood pressure. In the midst of all of this, I'm having panic attacks that are so bad, I can't remember who I am. Yeah. It's been a hell of a week.
And there was one night where she thought she was having a heart attack.
Yep, there was one night I woke him up because I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm having a heart attack. I think you need to call the hospital. There was one night that I got up and I was walking around. I was looking at pictures on my phone because I'm like, I know these people, right? I know these people, right? I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, what's your name? Who are you? Do you live here? Is this a dream? Like, it was fucked.
See, that sounds so now like I'm a bad edible.
New anxiety medication as well.
Imagine she goes in the room and she looks in bed. Oh, God, what's that wildebeest in my bed?
And you're like...
It was tense for a while.
Oh, Josh.
Just remember, he's the beard.
Yeah.
And he's here to love you, just like we are. Mm-hmm. I will bring up a few things because I Googled this real quick because I was curious. Just a few facts about kidney stones.
Oh, good.
An estimated 1 in 10 people will have a kidney stone at some point in their lives.
A lot of people don't know that they have them. They'll just have like a light pain, and a lot of them are so small that they just pass right on through.
I don't know that. A kidney stone is a solid piece of material that forms in the kidney from substances in the urine. The shapes and sizes vary.
Ooh, it's like snow.
Although there is no single cause for kidney stones, research shows several factors may increase your risk of developing the condition. You are more likely to be diagnosed with kidney stones if you have a family history.
That's me.
There's also an increased...
Good news for me.
Increased risk to develop kidney stones again after having them once.
There you go.
Check that box also.
Check.
The first time I had kidney stones, they told me that it was almost specifically linked to the fact that I was drinking too much Diet Mountain Dew.
Really?
Because of what they were made of. They were like, because they took it and they, like, I was so proud.
It's Baja Blast on the side.
It's greenish blue.
Yeah, because I had to take it in.
It's got a PepsiCo emblem on the side.
It came out. Extreme! Hey, play some Accusac.
The Steve-O's kidney stone.
It is. I'm riding the kidneys.
But yeah, they told me that after they had like analyzed it chemically, they were like, yeah, it's this. You got to cut that shit out.
I know. Yeah.
Specifically,
soda's a big one.
Specifically diet because of whatever ingredient that they add. In addition
to
like
50% more stones.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So they were like, you really need to swap out your diet coat or your Diet Mountain Dew with water. Water with lemon is actually the slight acid in lemon is the thing that keeps them at bay. So I drank a lot of lemon water after this.
Just drink a lemon juice.
Yeah, right.
So according to this, people between 40 and 60 are the most likely to get them.
You're coming for you, Larry. Heyo.
And Ryan.
Yep, that's right.
Dehydration is one reason kidney stones may develop, and one of the biggest reasons.
Yep.
Also, other conditions: gout, obesity, urinary tract infections, and digestive diseases.
Great.
I probably have that too.
You know, you'd know if you had gout. Trust me.
No, I'm saying digestive diseases.
This is the last thing, and I think this is the most important. This is to our listeners out there, and if you do enjoy the occasional Diet Mountain Dew, there are ways to be good about it. Eating a healthy diet, maintaining proper hydration, especially with exercising.
Water.
Important factors to help prevent kidney stones. Unless you have kidney failure, healthcare professionals recommend drinking 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Also, you may want to consider eating oxalate-rich foods like peanuts, rhubarb, spinach, or beets in moderation, or combining those foods with calcium.
You like so nut?
So spinach,
I can help you.
Peanut.
Some goes for food with high levels of purines like red meat or shellfish.
And that's gout as well. Because gout's a kidney disease.
Right.
Right.
They're coming for you, Larry.
I hope not. I drink lots of water, though.
That's good.
I don't drink soda. I do love tea, though. And I know that caffeinated stuff dehydrates you. So
yeah.
Well,
I had a thing. Well, if we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought I
had something. We were at your party, birthday party, and it was April. Aaron and I were all sitting on the side of the pool. We had our feet in the water. It was fantastic. I took a couple rips off my vape.
Oh, nice.
And then out came a pinata. And I had the thought, so I wrote it down.
Okay.
Because I knew I'd forget after ripping the vape. What would be an adult pinata?
What would you put in an adult pinata? Or like what would you want in your pinata?
Like what would be in like an adult pinata?
I feel like those little like dollar travel size booze.
Airplane bottles of booze.
Yeah, airplane bottles of booze. The ones you can get at the gas station. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good, I like that.
To go along with the booze, you could also have it come with condoms.
I like it.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, man, you know, it's a party. I brought my divorced Uncle Bert, and I just wanted him to get lucky.
There's three guys fighting over a life insurance form. Ooh, is that a will?
Scratch-off tickets.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Living will. I won't have to die.
You're right.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Specifically say
a
so.
Good accountant.
Yeah, an accountant just falls out, just uncurls. Let me tell you where to invest.
Oh. Yeah, good accountant's good.
Social security checks.
The ingredients to a really nice charcuterie board.
Ooh.
All rolled up and tucked in there, meat flowers.
One of those laminated cards with all the emergency hotline numbers on it.
A blood pressure cuff.
Oh, how about one of those?
A shoehorn.
Box of oatmeal. Yeah. Oh. Some Crocs.
Just fiber.
Crocs for mowing your lawn.
Oh, God.
How about one of the shots you get for bee stings?
EpiPen.
EpiPen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Compression socks.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. Grippies on the bottom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Diabetes.
Wilford Brimley falls out and just dies. And then he just dies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of diabetes.
Yep. Yep. Of course.
Oh, I don't know. I was just,
that was a
I
good
was
thought.
Awesome. I thought of that. I love like giggling to myself. So if you saw me giggling to myself, that's what it was about.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
Meanwhile, I'm over there having kids beat up my Batman pinata.
Yep. Yeah, who's the? I don't know who it was, but she took a mean swing. I was like, she plays softball.
That was
She should.
That was Casey's daughter.
Yeah,
Amelia. Yeah, she's a good little.
It was getting some good
form.
Keep that pinata. Hang it back up.
She drove off that rear leg. Torqued the hips. Got a good swing in.
That's right.
She's playing golf now. I'm pretty proud of her.
Oh, nice.
I have to go out there and hit the nine with her.
Hit the links.
I do love golf.
Speaking of links, hit our link, patreon.com/ Beer City Media Podcasts.
That's right.
You're a professional.
To the end. That'll be me on my deathbed. Any last words? Come here. BeerCityMedia.com/beer.
Have it on your tombstone itself, too.
Right?
To fight Aaron for that one.
Right.
No, instead of your name, it's just the link.
Just the link, yeah.
But a QR code.
Yes, a QR code. Good idea.
Perfect.
We went out the other night, too. We got a jazz club in Grand Rapids, by the way.
What?
I saw that.
About damn time.
That's so cool.
I didn't know it was a jazz club. I thought it was like an event. Like, you know how they'll have like a wine and cheese event or whatever.
No, this is a wine and jazz bar.
Dude. Nice.
And they have charcuterie boards.
Excellent. I like charcuterie.
But I got the chicken sliders. And they were delicious.
Yeah.
Oh. I almost got the crispy Brussels.
What do you put on a chicken slider?
They put Carolina barbecue sauce, coleslaw, and pickles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was the music though?
Fantastic. That was one of their live music nights. So
nice.
They had a good jazz trio up there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very cool.
I was like, Aaron, I want one of those basses. She's like, we can't afford that. I'm like, I know, but I want it.
Right.
Me too. But April's like, where would we put it?
I know,
on our bed?
Ginormous. I'm like, I got a sampler. I'll just do that.
Meanwhile, April walks into the room. She's like, hubby, and she just strums the tall stand-up bass. All you speak to me is in tones.
Every time Josh makes a dad joke, there, April grabs the bass.
Yep. You just leave it set up in the corner of the living room
for the
on
jokes.
Standby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want a cello, though, too.
You can buy Jell-O at the store.
Yeah.
Welcome to orange, you want. Grape, lemon. Lemon lime is the best.
Welcome to...
It's orange.
I wonder... my fucking mind's all over the place.
Oh, right? No, that's fine.
I love it. Go.
If you were to mix Jell-O, put it through the soda stream, and then let it set, would it be like crispy, or not crispy, but...
crispy Jell-O.
Like
carbonated?
Fizzy, carbonated
Jell-O. I remember.
It's like kettle corn.
this is kettle a real... Jell-O. No, for real. This is a real throwback. I remember this vividly from my childhood. They had... I think it was for like Millennium, for like New Year's Eve. And my mom had gotten, Jell-O had come out with, it was supposed to be like sparkling white grape juice Jell-O. Mm. And you used sparkling white grape juice to, instead of water, yeah, to make the Jell-O. And it was like, it was fizzy Jell-O. It was so work. Good. It had like a Pop Rocks sort of sensation.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it was really good.
Hey,
and
dear,
I remember,
I'm going to put this fizzy Jell-O on your vagina. Real fun tonight, we will.
That 100% is going on the board.
That face plant was, I knew what was being incepted in that moment. I just
make Jell-O shots out of it? Fizzy, yeah, Jell-O shots?
I was just imagining... Asher shoving a Jell-O cup into it and it just be like,
it just sprays everywhere.
Mom, the soda stream has a kidney stone.
Not working. Oh my God. So yeah, that was a real thing. And I remember being genuinely disappointed when they discontinued it because I was like, that was fucking delicious.
Ooh. What other things would you guys try putting through the soda stream?
Mustard. Have like fizzy mustard for your pretzels?
Okay.
That would be interesting.
Let's see.
Coffee.
Ooh. Carbonated coffee.
Cold brew, maybe.
I could see that working.
Like, realistically, if we're to like run nitro the water coffee through is really and good. Then put it in the Keurig.
Oh, dude. Oh my God.
Yep.
We're you there. Just oh, Keurig'd your underwear.
Josh's water just broke.
Oh, it's my kidney stone saying that was, hello.
It was like when Asher came out of the bathroom earlier today and he was like, well, Mom, I thought there were going to be stripes in my underwear because I did a real wet fart, but there aren't, so we're good. It's like, right on. Cool, man.
I mean, as a full-grown man entering his 40s, I can attest to that. I've definitely looked at my underwear and been like, it's like a horror movie slowly opening the door, just like,
we're right. Good.
I don't have to turn these inside out for tomorrow.
Yep.
Because it ain't laundry day yet.
That's right.
Oh my God.
It's never laundry day if you're brave enough.
I can get at least two more days out of this.
Yep. Good oh my God.
Oh my God. But no, I just want to say too, I was really, I know I said it last week, but, and probably before you, it was just you guys, but that was really needed. Yeah. It was a nice reminder, especially at that point in my life, like, oh, people do like me.
We tolerate you.
Yeah.
I get
we'll keep you around. It's okay.
Thanks.
We're not going to quit the podcast today, Ryan.
Oh.
He slowly takes the resignation letter and puts it back in his pocket.
Like, I was reaching for the power button on the mixer. Finally, we can take this bad bear and put a bullet in its head.
You know, I say that every day now when I'm at work.
Yeah.
No joke, like kind of pulling the curtain back. Like I'll be at work and I'm like, all right, time to like getting ready to get, you know, leave the office. I'm like, all right, just got to pull this bad bear down and get out of here. And yeah. I say every day and not think about it.
You know,
shit just creeps in your brain like a freaking virus.
Well, one of the best things about being in the service and being kind of the impressionable young man at the time is I met these people that really changed my life, similarly to you guys and like bands I've been in. And the more you work together, it's like part of them becomes part of you in a weird way, but it's true. Like there's Larry-isms, there's April-isms, there's Josh-isms I do every single day.
Yeah, I was slipping around on the floors the other day, even with socks on. It was horrible.
I can give you some pointers.
I mean, I know now. I just need grippy socks.
Exactly.
Grippy
socks. Yep.
Maybe try a new position.
Or a bathroom rug with a rubber bottom.
Yeah,
on
there
it.
You go.
Yeah.
I've upped my fucking game.
Good. You're to know.
No, it's not. No one needs to know that.
Anyway, so do we want to do a bracket or take a break and come back?
You know what? It's a good time for a break.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, a bracket. Kitchen Studio 2022, Rad Dad 2022, Skeptic the Mom, the Beard, ready for a bracket to hit up in this motherfucker. Mm. Because brackets are what we do.
They're always so
brackets. Yeah. Yep.
This is the game where we tell you what's good.
Yes.
You don't have to think for yourself. We do the thinking for you.
Exactly.
What we say is definitive to the world.
It is. But it might be a little controversial.
Always.
Do we remember, like, the winners of our brackets?
Fuck no.
They change daily, too, I think.
Right.
Like life.
Yeah, exactly. So...
I do remember as one thing. Josh now likes pie.
Yes,
we discerned that.
We've moved him over to the pie corner.
Yes,
I am all about that pie.
Welcome to getting closer to middle age.
Yes.
Tuesday cake has been replaced with like a nice Wednesday pie.
Ooh, middle of the week, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Caramel apple from Meyer every time.
So okay, good. I'm a pecan pie guy.
Yeah,
I discovered peach morning. Pie too.
Sweet potato.
Oh, that's a good one.
So good. Pumpkin pie will work in a pinch too.
Every morning. At the Rad Nursing Home in 2050, you'll see Ryan and Larry with their coffee and pecan pie.
Oh, no,
Larry,
I'll be dead. Wait, 2050? That's an... Yeah, I'll be dead. No, I'd be 72, hopefully.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, something like that.
Perfect pie-eating age.
Yeah. That's the perfect age for getting a table at your favorite restaurant and just staying there for 5 hours piss off the waitress.
We're going to go to Russ's.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's old people central.
Yes, it is.
The finest of pies.
Oh, definitely.
It'll be a pie reviewing podcast.
Okay, yes.
Welcome to the slice.
Hey.
The podcast that comes with a scoop of ice cream.
Beer City Media did it.
That's right.
It'd be like The Simpsons. We're predicting our future.
We are.
Oh, God.
So my man, Josh, did the legwork here.
Good job, Josh.
And he has come up with Parched Madness. We're going to figure out what is the most refreshing drink.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
And then you won't have to know and wonder anymore.
Okay. Good to know.
First round, we've got Kool-Aid. I randomized them, too.
Okay.
So these aren't like matched up for any particular reason. So we got Kool-Aid versus coffee.
Ooh, God. That's tricky. Because little me is like...
Cooler forever.
Mm-hmm. That's not Kool-Aid.
Your inner Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're right. The 3 gallons or something stupid.
Ever. You're right. Gallon. You got me on that. That's not Kool-Aid.
That's true. Kool-Aid is your. You dump a packet in, it's add that 3 cups of sugar.
Big giant pitcher that breaks down your wall and goes, oh yeah. It's that guy.
Best served in 90s Tupperware.
Or,
so it stains
like
it.
With the lid that you.
Also, makes great ice cubes.
Is there a 90s Tupperware equivalent? Or is it still just Tupperware?
I feel like
it's still Tupperware.
There's Tupperware.
It's just not as cool as it was back in the day.
Exactly.
So Kool-Aid versus coffee.
Oh boy, I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I would have to say coffee. Kool-Aid is too sweet for me.
Okay, old lady.
A good cup of coffee to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Bert Kreischer. Didn't you start it with Kool-Aid?
Yeah, it's got to be coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee moves on. The hot drink is on fire. Next matchup, we've got Gatorade. Smooth sipping Gatorade versus Mountain Dew's little brother, Mellow Yellow.
Oh, Gatorade.
Gatorade.
For
Gatorade.
Sure.
No, Mellow Yellow, no good. No, no bueno.
No.
And no go on to the next round. Next, we've got Amp Energy. Mountain Dew for meth heads. Mm-hmm. And that's going up against Welch's. We'll say Welch's grape juice. I don't know.
They have a bunch of different
Kinds. They have a bunch of different. Just Welch's has that unique.
Yeah. Welch's. Because
Welch's.
I mean, Amp.
Amp is.
I would have picked Amp in this. I don't really care for Welch's. It always leaves my mouth dry.
Josh, okay. I feel like you might be, of the four of us, the energy drink connoisseur. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to give
me a lot of energy drinks. Kind too. Of.
What would you say would be your high-end energy drink and your low-end?
Sure it'll appear on here.
We have a few energy drinks here.
Okay, so cool.
We'll narrow it down, but if you're at, I drink a lot of energy drinks as well. I would say, for me, my favorite is Rockstar Punched, fruit punch, sugar-free.
Yeah, and I go back and forth between a good old Red Bull and a Monster.
Yeah, mine, before I had realized I had a blood pressure of almost dead, was sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I would do.
Next up, smooth sipping V8 versus pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade.
I mean, I don't like V8, but I don't like pink lemonade either.
I would take literally anything over V8.
Yeah, it's,
unless
it's a Bloody Mary, really no need for it.
I'll just skip the Bloody Mary and have a rum and Coke.
If I'm being completely honest, Welch's will put me on my back, though, from the acid and the juice.
Well, we're on to lemonade versus V8.
No, I know, but I'm saying like...
Oh, you're saying we're going
like
back.
I'm going on the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can see that. Raspberry iced tea versus cherry Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi.
Yeah, cherry Pepsi. Like fake iced tea.
I don't know.
I do like that raspberry for some reason.
That's the only thing I'll drink when I'm watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Like there's something.
Cherry Pepsi?
One time somebody just, it floated into my ear. They're like, I just like to sit down with an ice cold cherry Coke and some popcorn and watch a film.
See, and what's weird about that is that's one of the first things that I realized about Josh and I when we first started dating was that we had the exact same movie snack combo order. We both got popcorn and orange soda.
Okay. Fanta orange.
I do like orange soda. Yeah. That's pretty good.
So when the first time we went to the movies together, I was like, oh my God, is he getting orange soda too? Oh my God, it's like we're soulmates.
Where I'd be concerned in that movie theater scenario is the person who gets nachos.
Yeah. That's not
Monsters.
No.
That's who.
Yeah.
Are you going to sit 10 seats away from me? I don't want to be covered in your goo, Slimer.
And it's the crunching and the goo and the coagulants. And
like, that's not... I feel like I have to... Yeah, I have to look. Fool. You shouldn't have to eat a snack that you have to look at. Like, popcorn, I can hand to mouth without looking at it.
I eat it out of the bucket like a trough.
Yeah. I was going to say...
Aaron straps it to your face like a feed bag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Personally,
there's a dick in this popcorn bucket.
I like to
Wouldn't stop me. I'll eat around the dick.
I like to
put that on soundboard.
I like to get completely naked and just throw the popcorn bucket in the air and let it all land on me and then just lick it off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent strategy.
Next up, this next matchup comes up with a free bottle of Lipitor.
Ooh.
We've got milk versus beer.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Totally random.
Beer.
Beer.
Yeah, I don't like either, so.
I've actually pretty much stopped drinking milk altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost never do.
I'm sure your family appreciates the lack of milk farts.
Truly.
Dude, being lactose intolerant and loving milk the way I did was bad.
Speaking of milk, we've got chocolate milk versus Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull.
I do love a good chocolate milk.
Yeah. It is
refreshing,
good.
Though.
Okay.
I guess that's semantics. Okay. Yeah. What do you like more?
I got to say chocolate milk. I know I was talking milk down there, but chocolate I do love the chocolate. Like, because I
squeezy or the powder? Or does it matter?
It's got to be the squeeze.
It's got to be not homemade. It's got to be the kind from the store in the jug.
Oh, our pre-made.
Pre-made.
Gotcha.
I do like the pre-made. I've had chocolate, like my my girlfriend's son, Simon, when we went out to eat recently, got a chocolate milk at a diner. And it looked diner delicious.
Yeah.
It was warm and they put a little whipped cream and like chocolate sprinkles on it. Yeah. It was like decadent, but delicious. He let me take a sip. I think
that's called hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. Oops.
Well, that's okay.
I'm just splitting.
But I
two
guess
pairs at this point.
I'm going back to as a kid too. I like
chocolate milk.
Yeah, I would have to say chocolate milk too. And I love a Red Bull, but I like chocolate milk hits me right in the nostalgia, especially because I was not allowed to have it as a child.
When I was a kid, I would just eat the Nesquik with a spoon.
Explains a lot, Larry.
The powder, he means.
Yep. The powder. Yep. It
comes out of his nose.
Next up, we've got peach tea versus Canada Dry ginger ale.
Ooh, Canada Dry.
Yeah. Canada Dry. I live and die on the hill that ginger ale is the best thing for an upset stomach. Mm-hmm. It may be a placebo thing, but just those burps.
Oh, no, it's all about Verners.
Well, and I know we're Midwest and we're supposed to like the Verners and that, but I think Canada does it right.
Verners, to me, just tastes like cream soda. There's too much vanilla in it that it doesn't, like, any gingery properties that it may have had at some point are moot.
That's why I like it.
I know.
Also, one of my favorite cocktails is to do Canada Dry and whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Yep.
It is good, though.
It is.
Oh, boy. We've got one of my personal favorites, the cold brew coffee.
Ooh, nice.
Versus Diet Pepsi.
Cold brew.
Cold brew.
I personally, I have a weird thing where cold brew every single, it could just be my experiences, but I mean, that's what it is, right? But like every time I've had a cold brew, it's been like too much caffeine.
Yeah.
Like that's the only drink that I've had that I've felt the caffeine.
Well, it does. I think it extracts more of the caffeine from the beans just in the way that it's, because it's not hot water. Yeah.
Too.
It steeps for a really long time.
Like I've never finished a whole cold brew.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I got to go with Diet Pepsi personally, but I get it.
Cold brew moves on. Next, we've got Orange Gina versus Sunkist.
Sunkist.
Those are two orange sodas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunkist.
Or it's Donald Trump's vagina.
That's on his neck.
Yeah.
It was huge. So, it was fabulous. It was my orange vagina.
We love that orange vagina.
I have the best vagina.
Vagina.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what she talks like. I just imagine like she sounds European.
She does. She sounds it's general just, European.
Yeah.
Like
April's, all the European accents combined into one.
April's Eastern European kind of accent would go.
Yeah.
So we have a Sunkist.
Sunkist.
Sunkist. Sunkist moves on. I've never had Orange Gina. I know it broke your foot.
It did.
So for that reason alone, I'll take the Sunkist.
Yeah. Thank you.
Next up, we've got Rockstar. Good fucking God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, mark that.
Nope.
That was a good quality sneeze right there.
That was a good one.
Rockstar versus hard seltzer.
Mm.
Rockstar.
Now, I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you do drink, it's usually a seltzer, right?
Yeah, I do. A mango White Claw is my jam.
Yeah. And that's a hard seltzer.
It is. Yeah, I would have to say hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Just because Rockstar is not really, if I were to drink an energy drink, that would probably be the last one I would pick.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. know why. I think it's just,
it's pretentious.
Yeah.
Rockstar. Well,
isn't the CEO of that place, like, he looks like something? No, that's Bang Energy. Do your guys as a fan, podcast listeners out there, Google the CEO of Bang Energy. You'll see.
Put it on Instagram. Yeah.
Now, but like I said to her, what is your preference on hard seltzers?
There's not many flavors I care for.
Mm.
And I think black cherry was one I liked. I can't remember, though.
Truly.
I'm not against. I like this whole, like, you can't, like, people gatekeeping alcoholic drinks with seltzer. Like, really? It's fucking low in calories.
Half the time they forget their gatekeeping because they're waking up late for work. So.
I didn't mean to give you the finger. I was pushing up my glasses.
I thought you were just telling me I'm number one.
That's right.
What about you? Did you say seltzer?
No. He said Rockstar.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so we're
yeah.
tied, and you're the
seltzer,
tiebreaker.
I'm like, eh.
I get it. Well, I have to go seltzers. I personally like them.
Okay. Next up, we've got Do You Want a Fanta?
Ooh.
Versus Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. It's a classic.
I'm going to go
Mountain Dew, dude.
I mean, you know you're going to choose Mountain Dew.
I would pick Fanta.
What?
Oh, so you're telling me if we had a party right now and I had the choice between an ice cold Mountain Dew 2-liter
and a lukewarm Fanta
he'll take that I farted on.
Ooh, it's supercharged now.
It smells like Caesar salad.
Mm. No, I really like Fanta. And the thing is, Mountain Dew, of all the Mountain Dew flavors, regular Mountain Dew is my least favorite.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The OG.
I just feel like orange soda is pretty interchangeable. Like, I really can't tell the difference in any of the orange sodas. Mountain Dew
is... Try that sometimes. So I know. You can pick the brands.
Mountain Dew is the most difficult to replicate properly.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Get like the moon mist, mountain mist.
Yeah.
Mountain water.
Do all the Dr. Pepper copycats.
Yeah. And see if like someone can tell which one is
Do a therapy taste test.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Write that down.
Oh.
Because we'll forget it.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting it in the podcast.
Ryan.
So. Yeah.
Fanta or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew moves on. Next, we've got my mom's favorite, RC Cola. I know. We were poor.
Yeah.
Versus iced tea.
Iced tea, unsweetened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, unsweetened. Thank you.
Got to go iced tea as well.
I don't like iced tea, so I would go RC Cola.
Okay.
I've tried to like iced tea, and just like when she makes it, I just don't care for it. And that, mind you, there are iced teas that I've quote unquote like Arizona green tea and stuff, but that's
super sugary.
Yeah,
like I like a sweet tea too, but unsweetened is the best.
In the South, they make it where you can feel the sugar granules. Mm-hmm. It's way too much. Up next, we've got the Fred Kennedy to Sprite Sierra Mist.
Oh, okay.
Versus Snapple.
Sierra Mist. It's still refreshing. I'll take that over Coke.
Why is it so spicy?
I actually really like Sierra Mist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I would say Sierra Mist.
The mist moves on. Monster versus 7-Up.
Oh, Monster.
Yeah, Monster.
I mean, really 7-Up has a weird flavor.
7-Up is really not the best of the lemon limes. It's probably the worst.
I would say, for me personally, I'd say Sierra Mist, then Sprite, then 7-Up.
Okay. 7-Up is only still around because Seagram's still exists.
Right.
You know what? But I won't say no to a 7-Up pound cake.
True.
Okay.
What's that? You never had it?
No.
It's pound cake where they use 7-Up in it. It's so good.
Okay. Powerade. Gatorade's stepbrother.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Versus lemonade.
I got to say Powerade.
Battle of the AIDS.
I like Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is usually marked down.
The blue.
The Powerades are. I love the blue, and I love the white, viscousy, cum
shot Powerade. Yeah.
I did have to laugh when Josh showed up with the Powerade that you gave me after you guys recorded the last one, and he walked in, and he was like, here you go, and I was like, oh, see the semen one. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It's like
hit the spot, honestly.
I got to go Powerade because when I worked at McDonald's years ago, we took the blue Powerade, high C orange and Sprite, and we mixed it. It was green and carbonated. We called it the Incredible Hulk.
Nice.
It was really good.
Yeah, I would say Powerade too.
Powerade, it moves on. Next, we've got the green tea versus Coca-Cola.
Green tea.
I'm not a fan of regular Coke. I would much rather do diet. Like, is diet an option?
It's in here.
Okay. Because I don't want...
around in the bracket.
Like, that's my thing, is I don't want to downvote it if we're just talking about Coke, Diet Coke, and all the variations.
To me, they're two different drinks.
Right. They really are. I would say out of those two, I would pick green tea.
Green tea.
Well, especially because we drink sparkling water 95% of the time. I've tried drinking Coke, and it's so thick.
It's actually surprising when you predominantly drink Diet Coke and go back to Coke for like just a whim. Yeah. It's like, whoa!
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Sobe.
Okay.
Versus Ocean Spray.
Sobe.
Sobe.
Yeah, Sobe.
Or as Aquaman calls it, sex juice.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you my Ocean Spray. Mm-hmm.
So we got Sobe.
Yep.
Sobe moves on. No one wants the fish jizz. Verner's versus Sunny D.
A good Sunny D.
No such thing. It's so chemical tasting to me.
Sunny D gives me heartburn.
That
it's
too.
Got like hyper acidic, like,
but it's like artificial.
Like you burp acid. That up for the whole day.
Yeah, you can kind of feel it in the back of your mm-hmm. like.
I would say Verner's.
Yeah, Verner's.
Yeah, Verner's.
Michigan Pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the Michigan militia just put away their guns.
After you guys just complained about Verner's, like, oh, I have vanilla.
Well, when you compare the Verner's and Sunny D, yeah.
Well, I'll pick up a Verner's if there's no Canada Dry.
Mug root beer versus a glass of ice water.
Ice water.
Oh, boy, I love root beer. But it's not the Culver's root beer, so I'm going to go with ice water. I drink the most ice water.
Yeah.
Ice water. The classic go-to moves on. Next up, we've got Capri Sun versus Cherry Coke.
Oh, God, Cherry Coke.
Oh, boy.
How many of those Capri Suns were you squeezing?
What do you call that drink? You squeeze it? Casey's like, you mean a squeeze it?
Gosh, you know what? I am going to go Capri Sun.
Yeah. Oh. Capri Suns are those
Pacific cooler ones.
Strawberry Kiwi is next level. Those are the drinks that you keep in the fridge for your kids, but you sneak one after they go to bed because they are really good.
You realize you drank all of them. They had one.
This next one, I think this is how you pronounce it. Schweppes? As in like, Schweppes? Really? Schweppes?
Yeah, right?
Ginger. I think it's a ginger ale, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Versus, it's a line of
it tastes like sweaty
sodas.
Balls.
Yeah. Sprite.
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 Yeah, Schweppes. Exactly like you said. Schweppes? Really?
It's kind of like when you reach into a bag for candy and you pull out like...
Bitto honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I've got 4 hours on my hands. I guess I can chew this. Next up, personal favorite, Dr. Pepper versus Juicy Juice.
You know, that's Dr. Pepper, by the way, oldest soft drink in America.
Yes, really?
Yeah. It was actually supposed to be a medicinal soda.
Okay.
If I know April, she's going to go for the old DP.
Mark well, that. He is a doctor.
It's true.
They call me Dr. Beard.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper moves on. Grape soda. Because they all taste the same.
I love it, though.
Versus Squirt.
Squirt.
Squirt is good.
That ain't pay.
Squirt. That ain't pay.
Squirt. Now, Squirt, just for people out there who are, I don't know, 20 or below, Squirt is...
Old people drink.
Grapefruit.
Right.
Carbonated.
Mm-hmm. Not bad grapefruit.
No.
I like ruby.
I think they
Squirt,
market
though.
It as like citrus.
Citrus. And it, yeah.
But it's grapefruit heavy. Ruby red is more, even more grapefruit heavy.
Oh, it's so, it's knocks Squirt out mm-hmm. of the water.
I always... My mom always mixed ruby red.
Extra, extra.
My mom always mixed ruby red Squirt with Southern Comfort. That was like her drink. I mean,
hey, whatever gets it down your gullet.
I guess.
Gosh, we haven't had ruby red in ages. Makes me sad. What was the first one?
Grape soda or Squirt?
Grape soda.
So we got a Squirt and a grape soda.
Squirt.
Squirt.
Yeah. I have bad juju with grape soda.
And you love Squirt.
I do.
Okay, now we've got couldn't quite make medical school, Mr. Pibb.
Okay.
Versus that fruit drink, that artificial fruit drink that comes in a jug.
Okay. Just like
it just says fruit drink.
Fruit drink.
Yeah.
You get
like,
it? Yeah.
That's not juice. Mm-hmm. We didn't say juice.
It's like,
so don't hold us accountable.
It's popsicle runoff from the popsicle factory that they funneled into jugs and sold.
Tasty. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, right?
I feel like Mr. Pibbs really got his heart in the game. He didn't get his PhD.
No.
But he
partied too hard in medical school.
But you know what? he could still get a job at the small town pharmacy.
Right.
At the very least, he knows a thing or two.
He sells the drugs on the side, but
right. He's like Dr. Kevorkian.
Unlike the fruit juice, who's still working on that GED.
Exactly.
Doesn't quite know what company he works for.
Missing a few teeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yep.
I feel Mr. like Pibb. When Mr. it comes Pibb. To Mr. Pibb, Pibb.
Mr. Pibb.
You know, you maybe people say doctors know everything, but I go to the nurses or misses.
He's a chiropractor.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb is a back alley abortionist.
Oh my God.
Comes with a hanger.
Oh my God.
Next up, we've got A&W. Underrated restaurant, too, by the way, if you're looking for fast food.
Very true.
Decent hot dog.
Cheese curds are so good.
Chili dog.
Yeah. Cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Bacon sucking cheeseburger. Versus.
Outside the Tasty Freeze.
That's right.
Squirt's Frigid Sister Fresca.
This is a tough one.
Root beer. A&W. I can't get behind a Fresca.
Fresca, too, is too grapefruity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're reminding me exactly of why I go, oh, I don't know. Schweppes and Fresca? This is the weirdest back alley chiropractor party I've ever been to.
Listen.
Fresca comes with the Xannies and the wine.
Let me just tell you, when I worked at the nursing home, we had Schweppes and Fresca in stock in the kitchen for the old people.
I bet.
That's all you need to know.
So when you say you're starting to come here with either one of those two, you know I've hit the age.
You gotta put them in a home.
Yeah. Yep.
Mom, I went to your single aunt's house and all I saw was Fresca, Schweppes, and Bitto honey.
This matchup is so polar opposite, age-wise, taste-wise, everything. Yoo-hoo versus wine.
Yoo-hoo versus wine?
Mm-hmm.
Wine.
Oh, boy.
I mean, is it real juvenile? But like, I don't know if I like wine that much. I might go Yoo-hoo.
Okay.
You don't think you like wine that much?
Look.
Hold on. It's like, Larry, you have a button literally on there. It isn't. I just drank a whole cup of Yoo-hoo.
Oh, yes. I drank almost an entire bottle of Yoo-hoo.
Yes.
Look, all I'm saying is that if someone presented me, if a waiter at a fancy restaurant was like, oh, and like showed me a nice bottle of like aged wine and then showed me a bottle of like aged Yoo-hoo.
Aged Yoo-hoo. Are you shitting me? Aged Yoo-hoo.
Isn't like Biff.
That's literally going to be chunk.
Isn't
That's
chocolate cottage cheese.
Yeah. Isn't Yoo-hoo have like a burnout version of the Trix Rabbit on the side of it too?
Yeah, methed out.
Look, no.
Trix Rabbit.
It's shelf stable.
Yeah, for probably 6 months.
Yoo-hoo scares me. It's how do you like? We're going to make chocolate milk, but chemically.
Right.
Like, what?
I'm sorry. Anything that's supposed to be dairy and shelf stable, that's not good for you.
Meanwhile, Ovaltine's in a fucking wheelchair with a drip.
Glad I ain't catching heat.
Right? Oh, my God.
No, so we got a Yoo-hoo. We got a wine.
It's got to be wine. Come on.
Josh says wine.
Get out here. Who's your shit fake on my dreams.
It's fine.
Can I interest you in this 1947 Yoo-hoo? It's been aging in a...
They get out their chainsaw to cut it.
It's been aged in a glass bottle. Next up, we've got every aunt's favorite drink, Crystal Light versus Pepsi.
Crystal Light.
Yeah, I'd probably go with Crystal Light.
Yeah,
just
Crystal Light.
Just because Pepsi's full sugar.
Don't you actually get the little packs of Crystal Light? That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah. Pepsi or Coke? I don't care, honestly. Like, sometimes I like Coke, sometimes I like Pepsi.
Yeah,
I always get the diet version of either, so.
Like, we all grew up, like, you had to pick a side. You were like, Coke or Pepsi. Right. Like, why not both?
Mm-hmm. Between the two, I prefer Diet Coke.
Okay.
So I guess Coke.
Okay. I would pick Coke, too.
Coke.
Next up, we've got Sundrop.
Orange?
I guess.
Yeah, that's orange.
Versus Apple Cider.
Ooh, apple cider.
Ooh, apple cider.
Apple cider moves on. And with the chill in the air coming soon.
I'm ready.
With a donut hole.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Crush. Ooh. Which has different flavors.
Yes.
Versus Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
I would have picked Crush.
And we've got Minute Maid. Just got many flavors.
Variations,
Fruit
yeah.
Punch is pretty good.
Versus Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer.
Really?
Dude, that green tea, the one, yeah,
the can they have, you get. Actually do have a few flavors. They have a green tea one. They've got a pink lemonade one.
Yeah.
And then the OG, which I like.
Yeah.
Do you get the tall can from the gas station?
Still a dollar.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I saw they just raised the price on those. Maybe like they $1.29.
Could be.
Bullshit.
Thanks, Biden. Up next, we've got iced coffee versus sparkling water.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Wow. That's something that came full circle during this podcast.
It really has.
I can't pick either one, so I'm
not
going
to. Kids, you move in together. Sparkling water.
Honestly,
minivans. Pie. Minivans.
Mm-hmm. Gotta go down to dance.
All right. Second round, we've got coffee versus Gatorade.
Coffee
moves on. Welch's, anything. Pink lemonade. We've got the cherry Pepsi versus beer.
Yeah, cherry Pepsi, but that's fine.
I get it. Chocolate milk versus Canada Dry.
Canada Dry now because, like, why that's my go-to.
Right.
Oh, God.
Again.
That's the worst.
This is another game we could play, is we could mix drinks and see if we could tell what we mix together.
Oh, God. I can't, man.
Do they sell?
Josh is going to vomit.
Now, they do the beer mix packs. Do they do that with sodas?
I don't know.
Like, because you could do that with Pepsi, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you had all Pepsi products, you could put a Mountain Dew, a cherry Pepsi.
Right. I've never seen it offered anywhere, but it's a good idea, and I wish someone would do it. Like a party pack.
For like, yeah, like for kids' softball, baseball game or something. Then you'd have this alongside that variety pack chips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got a Canada Dry.
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
I would go with Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. Sorry, chocolate milk. Cold brew coffee versus Sunkist.
Cold brew.
It's on you because I'm not going to go cold brew.
Yeah, anyway. I would say cold brew.
Cold brew moves on. Hard seltzer, Mountain Dew. Why not mix them?
Mountain I think Dew. They have, haven't they? Doesn't Mountain Dew do a hard seltzer?
Yeah, I think they have.
Yeah. Well, doesn't Mountain Dew do?
Yeah, right.
I mean, anything healthy, but.
Right. I would probably.
STD do. Checks. That's what Mountain Dew don't. Mountain Dew finger.
I feel like bro beer is probably going to end up being a hardcore fucking hard seltzer Mountain Dew. Yeah, hard seltzer.
We got a seltzer, a Dew.
I would do a Dew.
And a Dew. Buy seltzer. Iced tea versus Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Sierra Mist.
Sierra Mist moves on. Sorry, iced tea. Monster versus Powerade.
Powerade.
I would go a Powerade. Oh.
I'd go Monster.
Powerade over. I want to get hydrated or at least get electrolytes from something.
Yeah.
Eat a banana.
That's literally what they tell you to do when you're dehydrated is eat. You need more potassium in you.
Yep.
So Powerade moves on. We've got green tea versus Sobe.
Ooh, boy. You know what? I would go Sobe, I think.
I think Sobe as well, because back in the day, like predominantly when I drank a lot of green teas, it was the Arizona green teas.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was reaching for either a Sobe or Arizona, I would have went Sobe all the way.
Yeah.
Dude, they had so many good flavors.
They
of Sobe.
Did. Are they defunct?
They are, I think.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in years. It's a shame because like the orange carrot was so good.
Mm.
Who knew Limp Bizkit would outrun Sobe? Verner's versus ice water.
Ice water.
Ice water moves on. Capri Sun Sprite.
Capri Sun.
Sprite.
Ooh.
Sprite.
Fountain Sprite, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
what it is.
Yep.
I think there's a better equal distribution, whereas it's too condensed when it's like the way they make it. I would agree on the fountain Sprite.
Yep.
Dr. Pepper and Dr. Ficklefinger's favorite, Squirt.
I'm going to go...
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
April, going with the DP again.
You know me.
It's a winning formula.
Dr. Pepper moves on. Mr. Pibb, A&W.
A&W.
I got to go A&W as well.
Yeah, A&W.
I think I was trying to trash it earlier, but the more I think about it, the better I think it tastes. A&W. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
A&W. Next up, we've got both your aunt's favorites, wine and Crystal Light.
I forgot where I put my Crystal Light. Xanax? Where's my wine?
Your friend's cute.
Oh, my God.
He's single. Well, he's 14.
So yeah. So.
Yeah.
Age is just numb.
You know, a shoe size.
Oh,
he's
God.
14 though, so I mean,
give him a little wine.
He probably would.
And we're banned off TikTok.
Yes. Crystal Light for me.
Yeah, Crystal Light.
Crystal Light moves on. Your liver thanks you.
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider, Diet Coke.
Apple cider.
Ooh. Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
It's wow. My go-to. I love apple cider, but...
Arnold Palmer, sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
I mean, think about how many of these we go through. Mm-hmm.
Shit, just put your Arnold Palmer through a soda stream.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh.
Like, this is literally all we drink at band practice. Mm-hmm.
This is all we drink here.
Yeah. I have literally a 12-pack cooling at Casey's fridge mm-hmm. right now.
Coffee, pink lemonade, round 3.
Coffee.
Mm. Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee moves on. Pink lemonade, overrated. Beer versus Canada Dry.
Beer.
Canada Dry for me. I'm not a big beer drinker.
Yeah, I've never seen you drink a beer.
Beer.
Beer. Thank God.
Well, I'm thinking about
like
you
too. I do like Canada Dry though, man. That is good.
Canada Dry is what I have the next day when I have a horrible beer hangover.
Yeah.
Now this is... matchup, I would say, is financially on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Okay. We've
got cold brew coffee versus Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
I would go cold brew myself.
Yeah. I would too, Josh, but my vote doesn't count. So Mountain Dew moves on. Sierra Mist versus Powerade.
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 Oh, yeah, Powerade.
Powerade moves on. Grab the blue or the jizz.
Mm-hmm.
Sobe versus ice water.
Ice water.
Ice water.
I would go Sobe.
Ice water moves on. I'm going a lot further than I thought it would. Sprite versus Dr. Pepper.
Sprite.
Sprite. I like these ones that we all agree on because I'm like,
you look up and you're like, yeah,
we're your family.
That's right.
A&W, yeah, and I'm not because I chose. I would have chose Dr. Pepper. A&W versus Crystal Light.
Ooh.
Crystal Light. It's very versatile. There are a lot of flavors.
You know what? You sold me, Crystal Light. I get that because I think that's my favorite root beer is A&W.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree, but I would say personally, I would have gone root beer.
Yeah.
Barks is just in the corner crying.
Yeah.
You didn't have enough bite.
That's right.
Diet Coke versus sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
I know you love your DC.
These are literally my two favorite drinks.
I gotta go sparkling water because I know it's better for me now.
Yeah. I would, sparkling water.
And we've got coffee versus beer.
Coffee.
Yeah, Ryan, go ahead.
This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make on this show.
I think Lee said on this show.
Because a ice cold draft pint on a bad, shitty, rainy day.
It's a little sunshine, a golden sunshine in your mug.
Yeah.
You know, or you get done mowing the lawn.
Just
go
just
in,
one. Pour yourself
a hot cup of coffee.
Yeah. Like you go in, you're sweating, or day after, or you're out prostituting, you come home, sunny outside, you grab a Miller. It doesn't matter.
But a couple,
and it's just like, oh, it's so good in the shower.
But ever since
in the shower coffee.
But ever since I was about 15 and I had my first hot cup of Joe on a Sunday morning, just hanging out, watching TV, or hanging out with my loved ones, making breakfast in the morning with a hot cup of coffee, a couple hits on my disposable vape.
At 15?
I gotta say coffee.
So we got beer, coffee.
No, I was gonna go. I'm gonna go coffee.
Oh, okay. Mountain Dew, Powerade. Josh is.
He's waiting for me to say because he doesn't want to be the.
But he could be the tiebreaker.
I know. I'm gonna say Powerade.
Powerade moves on. Ice water versus Sprite.
Ice water.
Versus spicy water.
Ice water, easily.
Ice water.
Yeah, ice water. You just can't
Cinderella
beat it.
Cinderella story. I know, but it's... It's
I'm
good
sorry.
To see, actually.
When I'm working on these 90-something-odd days, and I don't think about drinking anything else but cold water.
Crystal Light versus sparkling water. Sparkling water moves on. I think we are now in the semifinals here. We are.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. This is a long one. Coffee versus Powerade.
Coffee
moves on. And we've got... racially insensitive song playing underneath. Ice water versus sparkling water.
Fuck my life.
This is another really, 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 really tough one.
You said ice water versus sparkling water?
Yeah.
Sparkling water. No contest. I love ice water. Mm-hmm. But if given the option, I would absolutely choose sparkling water.
These are just as good.
I'm thinking about if I'm on my
drinkability.
Route. Yeah, like to drink a bunch of water, I can do that and not feel that bubble.
Bloated. Yeah.
Versus,
but those burps are so refreshing.
They are good
yeah,
burps.
Right? Tasty burps.
I know, but like,
and remember, like, down in three of these after playing a sick guitar lead,
dude,
and recording it on my Mac.
Miss band.
But I think about how much water I drink, like normal water on a day to day basis.
Josh,
it's like a gallon of water.
I love you like a brother, but I have to say sparkling water.
Sparkling water.
Oh, man. I would have gone, I think,
water made
water.
A run. That was a hell of a run.
That was
just ice water.
And really, realistically, it was beaten out by itself.
Yes, it was.
Like
it lost
a fizzy
to its,
version of
its
itself.
Older,
young
cooler
self.
Brother.
Yeah. Yep. Coffee versus sparkling water.
This is the end.
This is the end. This is it. I'm gonna say early, just right now, sparkling water. I love coffee, but I can drink so much more sparkling water and feel less hate for myself. Because when I drink coffee, I have to drink it so full of crap that I can't actually taste the coffee. Like, I can't do it black. So,
I can't either. I gotta put a little cream in there.
Yeah.
A little cream.
You know what? Coffee makes me poop, too.
So that's a coffee.
That's a good thing, though, isn't it?
Not the way it makes him poop.
Dude, I had to rush home from practice because I was like...
He came home. I had dinner ready, and he was like, sorry, we can't eat yet. I got to go blow up this toilet.
I did see the trail of his Mario Kart shirt.
Yeah.
I am going to go sparkling water.
Wow. I had a good run. I guess, and to finish, I'll say I would have probably went with sparkling water.
Sparkling water wins, but we've got the third place and fourth place matchup of Powerade versus ice water.
Ice water.
Ice water.
Ice water.
So there you go.
Man.
Sparkling water is the best drink you can drink.
When you think about, we had an episode where we all shat on sparkling water like a year ago.
Hey.
Flip-floppers.
Changes.
You know what?
It has evolved.
You could call us progressive.
Indeed.
And that was a hell of a bracket. Thank you, Larry.
Thank Josh. That was his bracket
and
idea.
Josh.
Bracket idea.
But thanks for
leading
the charge.
We're going to have you host one.
One of these days?
Next. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Because it's a good one, but...
It's a wrestling one?
Yeah.
So... You wouldn't know any of the people.
Rowdy Ralph is not on the list.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Damn it. So you go.
Nice.
Good show there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Time for bed.
All right.
It's
bye.
Late. Check out our things online. Check out TikToks, Conspiracy Therapy Podcast.
I mean, you can see the videos after another violation.
Also, subscribe to our YouTube. Basically taking the TikToks, throwing them on there.
Those
too.
Those don't get banned, so you can...
People seem to like the Ben Shapiro one. Thank you.
I'd like one wood, please.
Thanks, Ben. And that's it. Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
Better lick my pussy later.
Hell yeah.
Well, all right.
Yep.
All right.
I put my finger in my butt though.
Well, life's about discovery, kid.
Put Indeed. A finger in my butt.
Yep. Well, Josh, like father, like son. Yep.
Not if you just had coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week on another episode. Have a great one.
Can't open my eyes, girl, cause I'm just too wasted. You're taking me higher. Straight shots with no chances. I'm up past the clouds. Can't come down. We're too faded. Way out in the stars. She said, come to outer space. Then she said, drink that, drink that, drink that, drink that, drink that, drink that. She told me, drink that, drink that, drink that, drink that, drink that. Then she said, the night is almost over, but we still wanna party. Ain't no one in here sober. The weed I'm rolling's gnarly. These bitches love Sosa. These niggas want some Molly. I'm just chillin', getting high as fuck. Looking boss in my Cavalli. Smoking papers, no blunts. Writing turn up on our cups.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.